Next up on WCRS, Youth Beat Radio is coming at you with some not-so-traditional holiday cheer. Stop decking the halls and take a break to learn about December celebrations from other cultures. From the bright lights of Hanukkah to the joy of Body Day, we take a look at the many ways people celebrate the lengthening of days and the winter solstice. Here's Frank Sinatra with Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below. He's sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome to Youth Beat Radio here on WCRS. I'm Lindsay Hirsch, and I'm just delighted that you've chosen to join us this December night. If you've just tuned in, welcome. Tonight we're taking an adventure into the many non-Christmas holidays that populate the month of December. We hope you'll stay with us as we bounce from religion to religion and celebration to celebration. Ready, set? Let's go. Relatively familiar ground. Hanukkah is a Jewish festival that this year falls on December 16th through December 24th. Roughly translated to dedication, it celebrates the rededication of the Jewish Holy Temple in Jerusalem in the 2nd century BC. The Torah, the Jewish holy book, says that the Holy Temple was sacked by soldiers of the Seleucid Empire, which left the Jews with no oil to burn in the menorah, an 8-branched candelabra. This may seem like a trivial thing to worry over, but belief held that the menorah should be perpetually lit as a symbol of God's light. There was little oil left in the menorah, and no new oil could be retrieved for 8 days. Nevertheless, a messenger was sent out to retrieve this oil, leaving remaining worshippers to pray for a miracle. And they got it. The few ounces of oil burned continuously for 8 days. Today, Jewish families celebrate this festival of lights by lighting their own menorah, which have 8 branches and a singular middle candle called the shamash, or the attendant. Traditionally, children will get 1 gift every night of Hanukkah. Children also bet gelt, commonly gold-wrapped chocolate coins, in a game of dreidel, which is a 4-sided top etched with different letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Depending on the side the dreidel shows when it lands, different amounts of gelt are taken or put into the pot, which one lucky winner will get. Although one big family meal is usually served, its content varies from family to family, save one thing. Latkes. Latkes, more commonly known as potato pancakes, are delicious little packets of fried onion, potatoes, salt, and pepper, and are a favorite at Hanukkah tables worldwide. Usually served with applesauce or sour cream, there are deeply divided opinions over which is best, and it's not uncommon to hear families loudly debating the merits of each. If you'd like to try making your own latkes, which I highly recommend, I found what I can only term a weirdly delightful song by young Billy Dreskin, who, with the help of the emergency recipe squad, I kid you not, gives musical step-by-step instructions. Seriously, this kid is brilliant. I can't get over it. Take it away, Billy.
Here it was, only a day before Hanukkah, and I couldn't find a recipe for potato latkes. Now, everyone knows that you can't celebrate Hanukkah without potato latkes, and I had looked everywhere for that recipe. When I had just about given up hope, the doorbell rang, and it walked all these little people. They called themselves the Emergency Recipe Squad. I told them I'd never heard of them, and asked if they were some kind of rock and roll band. They said, sort of.
Potato. For civilians.
Well, they were really strange, but what did I have to lose? So, what's in these things?
Two medium potatoes.
Where's the potatoes?
They're over here.
One half of a little onion, two.
You got an onion?
Uh-huh. Two tablespoons of flour.
What do you need a plant for? Oh, that kind of flour.
And two eggs.
Anything else?
Oh, sure.
Definitely strange, but adorable.
A half teaspoon of salt.
Where's the pepper? You gotta have pepper.
A quarter teaspoon of pepper, too.
It's just like I told you, you gotta have that pepper.
Two tablespoons of oil.
You gonna fry with that oil? I bet you're gonna fry with that oil.
For frying.
I told you so.
How do you do it?
Tell me!
How do you make those tasty latkes that we love so much?
Are you gonna tell me?
Here's how you do it.
Boy!
Here's how you do it.
I don't believe this.
Here's how you make those tasty latkes that you love so much.
Okay, I'm listening.
First, you sprout and rinse the potatoes. Grate them into a bowl.
That sounds easy.
Peel the onion and grate it into the bowl.
Onions make me cry. Do I have to put in onions?
Yes, half of flour, egg, salt, and pepper, and mix it up real well.
Mix.
Now go turn on the stove, cause that's the next step.
Are we that far already? That didn't take long at all.
Heat the oil in a frying pan at medium heat till it's sizzles, dropping heaping tablespoons of the mix.
Then you know what we're gonna do?
Flatten every latke with the back of a spoon.
Isn't this fun?
Turn them over one by one.
We're cooking now!
Fry both sides until golden brown. They're almost done.
They're almost done.
They're almost done.
They're almost done.
Put two paper towels on a plate.
Everybody hungry?
Put the latkes on the towels on the plate a couple of minutes and
these are gonna be really good. I can almost taste them. Here they come. They're terrific.
What's the way to make someone happy? Just fry up a batch of latkes. Then they'll know you want them to have a happy Hanukkah. We want you all to have a happy Hanukkah.
Whatever they say goes double for me.
Have a happy Hanukkah.
That's what happens when you ask a singing group how to cook.
Welcome back to Youth Beat Radio. I'm Lindsay Hirsch, and I sincerely hope you enjoyed that song as much as I did. For those of you who just joined us, tonight we're covering some of the lesser-known holidays of December. We've just bid a farewell to Hanukkah and are about to open our arms to Yule, a pagan holiday with its origins in Germany. Although little is known about its early history, Yule is still celebrated today, mostly among Wiccans. Celebrated on the winter solstice, it celebrates both the lengthening of days and the transformation of the goddess, one of their most prominent religious figures. As the year waxes and wanes, the goddess goes through the stages of life, and by December she is an old crone. Yule celebrates her transformation back into the maiden and the renewal of the year. Wiccan families celebrate Yule in a number of ways, and one of the most popular traditions is the burning of the Yule log. Depending on what type of tree your log comes from, burning it will herald different results. A pine log brings prosperity, an oak log health, and an ash log brings protection. A whole menagerie of ceremonies and rituals performed depending on personalities and resources. Regardless of how it is celebrated, Yule is a happy time for Wiccans, welcoming life and light back into the winter world. Hujambo, and welcome back to Youth Beat Radio. For those of you who don't know, Hujambo is Swahili for hello, which is a delightful lead-in into our next holiday, Kwanzaa. Now, some of you may not know this, but Kwanzaa is one of the youngest holidays celebrated today. Founded in 1966, this year Kwanzaa will celebrate its 48th birthday. Celebrated primarily in the Americas, Kwanzaa gains popularity every year as a celebration of African culture and life. Kwanzaa celebrates African heritage in a colorful and joyous 7-day celebration that stretches from December 26th until January 1st. Though its participants usually speak English, the holiday uses many Swahili words such as umoja, meaning unity, and matunda, meaning fruit. It is centered around the 7 principles: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith, which are represented by candles held in the Kinara candle holder. Much like the Jewish menorah, a kinara is a candle holder with 7 candles, 3 green, 3 red, and 1 black, which represent each of the principles of Kwanzaa. Traditional decorations include fresh fruit and colorful art, a decorative mat called a makeka, and corn, which is called muhundi. Other crops are often placed on this mat as well, and there is a communal cup for all participants to drink from. Gifts are also traditional, as is a grand feast, because, let's be honest, what's a holiday without a good feast? I'd also like to take this time to shout out to Mzee, my Swahili professor at Ohio State, who taught me more words than I was able to include in this program. Hujambo, Mzee, habari gani? See, I still remember. Well, while I reminisce, I'll turn you over to Christopher Tin and his Swahili language song, Baba Yetu. Thank you. really is the season to celebrate, isn't it? A surplus of religions have holidays in this month, Buddhism not excluded. Actually, Bodhi Day, one of the most sacred days in Buddhism, finds a comfortable home in December and was just celebrated on the 8th. Bodhi Day celebrates the ascension of Siddhartha Gautama, a 35-year-old man who would soon be known simply as Buddha. Born into a wealthy family, Siddhartha set out to discover the meaning and happiness in the world. He traveled anywhere he could and was an avid meditator and just an all-around good guy. In his travels, he came upon a fig tree, and after meditating for 49 days beneath it and battling the god Mara of desire and his demons, Siddhartha reached enlightenment, or Buddha. This ascension is commemorated with Bodhi Day, and though celebrations vary, they usually include meditation, the chanting of sutras, acts of kindness, studying the Dharma, and a traditional meal of tea, cakes, and reading, which sounds pretty darn good to me. By and by, ever heard a Buddhist song before? No? Well, there's a first time for everything. And we're back again with Youth Beat Radio. I'm Lindsay Hirsch, your guide to all December holidays outside of Christmas. We've had quite a trip tonight, learning about Hanukkah, Yule, Kwanzaa, and Bodhi Day. So let's head over to England for some familiar territory once again. While a majority of the world's population opened gifts on December 25th, the British serving class still had a job to do. Back when servants were a normal part of even moderately wealthy households, there was simply too much work for them to do. Feasts to be cooked, tables to be set, shoes to be shined, and guests to be served. Christmas Day held no time for servants to open gifts. Because of this, December 26th became the day for servants to open gifts from each other and from employers. It soon became known as Boxing Day, which fortunately had absolutely nothing to do with the sport of boxing. Although it is phased out with the vanishing serving class, it remains a prominent day in England and is marked on calendars annually. Today it is often celebrated with the Feast of St. Stephens and acts as a sort of conclusion to the Christmas season. Well, that's all we have time for tonight on Youth Beat Radio. We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you learned a little something new about a different religion. Have a happy holiday, whatever you're celebrating, and make sure you keep nice and warm. From everybody here at Youth Beat Radio, this is Lindsay Hirsch wishing you a good night. Youth Beat Radio is produced by students from Central Ohio Universities, high schools, and youth organizations. It is sponsored by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The views expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of those stations or the sponsors. You've been listening to Youth Beat Radio. Check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu or email us at youthbeat@osu.edu. You can also find us on Facebook under Youth Beat Radio.